William Henry Harrison spent just 31 days in office, so it's not surprising that he's remembered today principally for his exuberant presidential campaign. Early on in the race, a Democratic newspaper wrote of Harrison, "Give him a barrel of hard cider and settle a pension of $2,000 a year on him, and I'll sit the remainder of his days in his log cabin and study moral philosophy." The point was to caricature Harrison as a yokel. But the Whigs immediately seized on the remark and began promoting their candidate as the Andrew Jackson of Ohio, a real backwoods common man. Like Jackson, Harrison was a military hero, but there was nothing at all common about his background. His father had signed the Declaration of Independence and later served as governor of Virginia. Nor did Harrison at any time live in a log cabin. Rather, his North Bend, Ohio mansion had 22 rooms. But none of this slowed the log cabin and hard cider campaign, really the first modern electoral effort. The Whigs organized log cabin clubs, published log cabin newspapers, wrote log cabin songs, and held log cabin parties, at which lots of hard cider was served. Issues were rarely mentioned. But when Harrison was elected, he found himself with an image problem. Most people, including those who voted for him, considered him something of a frontier drunk. To rectify this impression, Harrison insisted on writing his own inaugural address, a numbingly long speech filled with references to classical history, intended to show the country how thoughtful and learned the new president was. Daniel Webster stayed up much of the night pruning the speech, but it remained at 1 hour and 40 minutes, by far the longest inaugural address ever. It did Harrison little good. He was no Daniel Webster, and in any case, his campaign had simply been too successful. As one Washington pundit remarked, the only mandate the Whigs won in 1840 was to tear down the Capitol and build a log cabin in its place.